Dan bertemu kembali dengan perkembangan dari WEF di Davos, pertembungan Greta dan juga Trump menghangatkan kedinginan Davos. Suhu di Davos mungkin berlegar sekitar tekad beku, tetapi suasana di Forum Ekonomi Sedunia WEF hangat diungguli pertembungan buku dengan ruas dua personaliti terkemuka dan kontroversi dunia. Kamarul Bahrin Harun, Ketua Pengarang Astro Awani, memberikan rumusan hari pertama forum di Davos yang cukup dramatik.
Generasi tua lawan generasi muda. Data sains kritis lawan retorik politik populis. Aktivis iklim lawan kapitalis ekstrim. Ini antara reaksi awal hadirin WEF edisi ke-50 terhadap hakikat tuntutan oleh anak-anak muda menghentikan perubahan iklim dan bertembung dengan tempelak remeh oleh retorik populis kuasa-kuasa tua dan konservatif seperti Presiden Donald Trump.
Yes, I can hear in the speech of Trump that he is not so much interested in the climate topic. He mentioned that America makes 20% of the CO2 emission, but he said it's not so important. The rest of the world should make it, but also America should make its contribution. And of course, with Greta, he is not a big friend of her. Yeah? Yeah. He doesn't take her serious, but I think we have now a new topic also in Europe. In Europe we have the Green Deal, and we should also take care that we are not the last after. No? Also the America and China should make a Green Deal, not only Europe.
Ini bukan kali pertama suara pandangan Presiden Trump dan Greta Thunberg di Davos. Walaupun mereka tidak pernah dalam sesi yang sama, tetapi polariti mereka jelas bersaing dan bertentangan. Ironisnya, forum yang bermula 5 dekad lalu ini dengan isu ekonomi digunakan Trump untuk menjadi pentas menjaja dakwaan kelebihan pentadbiran beliau di Amerika Syarikat.
In my opinion, his speech was more a speech of a CEO showing his success and his what he reached. But from a political man, I need also a little bit input about his political values, about freedom. He told a little bit about climate is not so interested in, so I don't know what is his political values, what he follow. He only follow the money or he has something else. I was on the other side, I was astonished. He was very many social programs that he started in America that I don't believe he is really a president for the working class.
Namun Greta Thunberg tidak gentar pada cemoohan walaupun daripada mereka yang terkuat di dunia.
This is not a time for pessimism. This is a time for optimism. Fear and doubt is not a good thought process, because this is a time for tremendous hope and joy and optimism and action. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Malah, Greta Thunberg lebih committed lagi dalam suara beliau, dan tak sampai mungkin lebih kurang 1 jam selepas ucapan Presiden Trump, beliau Greta Thunberg bersuara dengan lebih keras lagi dalam sesi kedua pembentangannya.
We demand at this year's World Economic Forum participants from all companies, banks, institutions and governments immediately halt all investments in fossil fuel exploration and extraction, immediately end all fossil fuel subsidies, and immediately and completely divest from fossil fuels. We don't want these things done by 2050, 2030 or even 2021. We want this done now.
Lebih ironis lagi, Trump turut menegaskan bahawa segala yang beliau katakan dan lakukan itu adalah untuk mempertahankan alam sekitar dan juga kepentingan sosial individu, diri dan keluarga masyarakat negara Amerika dan dunia.
So again, representing the younger generation, there is no more time to waste. Not one more breath, not more seconds. We have to commit everything into this, and that's what I've been doing as a full-time young changemaker.
Kritikan elit politik seperti Trump bukan saja dalam acara rasmi WEF. tentangan daripada golongan bawahan, mereka yang membenci monopoli dan sikap acuh tidak acuh terhadap masalah masyarakat dan juga alam sekitar ini melimpah kali ini pada tahun 2020 ke tepi promenad jalan utama Bandar Davos.
Di Davos ada juga bantahan-bantahan yang dibuat, antaranya di sini, ini jalan utama promenad, dan saya bersama dengan anak-anak muda di sini yang beratus orang. Now I'm going to ask my new friend here, can you tell us your name, why you are in this clown outfit, and what is this protest all about?
Yes. Hello, I'm Frida. We are here because we want to meet the biggest clown of all, and that's his name is you know him.
Yeah.
It's Donald. So we want to meet our biggest clown, and I want to hug him to say that maybe more love in the world would be good. And so yes, we are here because they're doing a little bit too less for the climate. I mean, a lot too less. And so we protest, and we will continue protesting till something will be done.
Were you in Lausanne last Friday?
I wasn't in Lausanne. Yeah.
But you heard about the protest there too,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was.
And they were marching to Kloster, not far from here.
Yes, I really hope that soon something will change, because people are getting angry. We stay peaceful. Because, as you see, there are many armed people here in Davos, and this is the police that wants to stop us from saying our opinion. And they want to protect the 1%. Most rich of the world, but we are the people. As you see, there are many armed people here in Davos, and this is the police that wants to stop us from saying our opinion. And they want to protect the 1% most rich of the world, but we are the people. We are the 99%, and our voice will be louder and louder.
What do you want? Is there one thing that you want to be done now? What is it?
It's climate justice.
Do you want fossil fuel to stop tomorrow? Stop digging for oil, for example? What do you want to do?
Yesterday is the day when it should have stopped with fossil fuels and the world of solidarity and tolerance and respect.
Thank you so much, Frida. Are you still a student or are you working?
I'm a clown.
When you're not a clown?
Okay.
Are you from Switzerland?
Yes, okay.
Which city in Switzerland?
I'm from Lugano.
Lugano. Is that far from here?
That's not too far from here.
So you march here?
No. Yes, I came here to meet Donald. I didn't see him yet. Maybe you can help me meeting him.
He won't want to see me either. So most of the people here are young people?
No. As you see, there are also people with gray hair and white hair.
It's everyone who are against the 1% not doing right for the people of the world.
What?
The 1%? That's
1%?
Who you are angry against.
Yeah, these are people that have the power and are not doing enough. They have a big responsibility, but they don't get it. No. As you see, there are also people with gray hair and white hair.
It's everyone who are against the 1%. Not doing right for the people of the world.
What?
The 1%? That's
1%?
Who you are angry against.
Yeah, these are people that have the power and are not doing enough. They have a big responsibility, but they don't get it, that they have a responsibility for all of us.
What do you call this movement?
What's this movement?
Is there a name for it?
Movement
for Climate Justice.
Yes.
So this is us reporting from Davos, not just from the official WEF, but also from the people against WEF and against what they call the 1%.
Hi there, I'm Sustaina Claus with Roger the Reality Rooster, Buck 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 Wake Up, and LCP the Low Carbon Panda. We have just given an award to the WEF. It is actually a negative award. It's the World Economic Failure Award. But we also gave an award of caring currency to the firefighters in Malaysia as well. But the firefighters in Australia, the volunteer firefighters who are not making money, but those volunteer firefighters have sacrificed a lot and they've been heroic. And that's what we want to start doing in the world. People who are fixing the world, we want to give them tokens of appreciation, caring currency, and make this thing happen. So Sustaina Claus wishes you to check out extinctionsolution.com. That's Extinction Solution. Why? Because we need solutions.
Did you give an award to President Trump who came here today?
I don't care about that guy. I don't even want to hear about him.
Okay.
jelas walaupun dengan data saintifik dan bukan saintifik, semakin ramai menuntut perubahan daripada kepimpinan politik dan perniagaan. Itulah ceritanya di Davos pada hari pertama, dan Greta Thunberg mengingatkan semua pemimpin yang berkumpul di sini, ini peluang terakhir untuk selamatkan bumi berdasarkan data saintifik seperti yang diberikan oleh Badan dan Pertubuhan Dunia.
Our house is still on fire. Your inaction is fueling the flames by the hour. And we are telling you to act as if you loved your children above all else.
Bermula dengan suara yang menegaskan bahawa tindakan perlu diambil sekarang, tidak ada satu saat pun lagi yang boleh dibazirkan, sehinggalah datang pula seorang presiden negara terbesar dan terkuat dunia dalam pelbagai aspek menempelak mengatakan ini bukanlah masa untuk pesimisme. Apapun, jelas bahawa tunjang diskusi edisi ke-50 WEF ini berteraskan kepada perjuangan menentang kenaikan suhu dunia yang membabitkan perkara lain seperti jurang pendapatan dan juga kemakmuran yang hanya dimonopoli segelintir kerana tanggungjawab diberikan kepada pemimpin-pemimpin kuat dan besar politik mahupun perniagaan. Sama ada suara ini akan terus didebatkan, itu kami pasti, dan kami kru Astro Awani di sini akan terus mengikuti kesinambungan isu ini hinggalah ke hari kedua esok, malah terus ke hari terakhir edisi ke-50 WEF dari Davos, Switzerland.
Bertemu kembali dan seterusnya pembicaraan berkenaan ekstradisi ketua pegawai kewangan Huawei Meng Wanzhou diteruskan untuk hari kedua. Kes ini sehingga kini menjejaskan hubungan Beijing dan Ottawa. Pada hari pertama, peguam Wanzhou memberikan sebab mengapa anak pengasas Huawei itu tidak boleh diekstradisi ke Amerika Syarikat. Menurut peguam, pada ketika kesalahan didakwa dilakukan, Kanada tidak mempunyai sekatan ke atas Iran. Menurut mereka, untuk Wanzhou diekstradisi, Wanzhou harus pertama sekali melanggar undang-undang yang sama di kedua-dua negara. Beijing melihat dakwaan kesalahan ini sebagai usaha untuk mengekang pertumbuhan Huawei dan juga teknologi China. Washington mendakwa Huawei menjual perkakasan kepada Iran dan Wanzhou menipu bank HSBC tentang perniagaan syarikat tersebut di Iran. Ini adalah fasa pertama pembicaraan. Fasa kedua akan bermula pada Jun di mana peguam bela Wanzhou mendakwa pihak berkuasa Kanada melanggar hak Wanzhou dengan mengutip bukti sebelum dia ditahan. Kes ini dijangka mengambil masa bertahun untuk diselesaikan. Dan paparan itu mengakhiri Niaga Awani untuk pagi ini. Teruskan bersama kami di Astro Awani. Berita segenap dimensi, saya Riza Zulkapli. Salam hormat.